Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me.
Christian art loves to depict the scene of Mary borne aloft by angels. To find one such artwork, here in Rome, you can traipse up the Spanish Steps to the landmark church of the Santissima Trinità dei Monti. Go straight to the third chapel on the right there and enjoy a masterpiece by Daniele da Volterra. Well, join me there with my Professor of Fine Arts, Breda Ennis.
It's a chapel of Lucrezia della Rovere. Yes. What we're looking at is a fresco. The della Rovere family presumably commissioned the artist Daniele da Volterra to paint this. Mm. Daniele da Volterra dates back to what period?
The middle 1500s, 1548 or so. There was a question mark about whether he physically did the painting, but he certainly designed the whole painting. The fresco.
The fresco is huge. There's a lot going on. Correct me if I'm wrong, Breda. I mean, what strikes you most is Our Lady and surrounded by little angels who look as if they're playing Ring a Ring of Roses around her in the clouds there. And then there's an earthly dimension as well. Should we start with Our Lady?
Yes. Well, just before that, there's something, if you look at it closely, it's more than just what they call an altar painting. The fresco takes up the entire wall, above and below and the sides of the altar itself. But it's also a trompe l'oeil, which means that you have these false pillars, which look real from a distance. Strangely, just right behind the altar, you have two figures reading the sacred scriptures. So they look like almost they're leaning on the altar as well and reading the scriptures. Then go above that.
It's a very modern way of depicting.
Yes, it's very, it's just
isn't that very modern for 1500s?
Yes, in fact, but this is the mannerist painting, but it's the kind of painting you would generally see essentially on a ceiling. There are little elements also of Michelangelo in this. You can feel in certain figures the way people are posing and looking and pensive and intellectual or bemused or confused or perplexed. All these different types of emotions. Predominance of blues and golds.
And pinks.
And pinks as well, and greens. And then white, obviously. And then just above that, obviously, they must be reading about the Assumption of the Virgin, because up above them, you have a totally separate scene where the Virgin is sitting on a cloud and she is about to go up into the heavens. But what's unusual about this, it's almost like he did a sort of a circle, a sort
Daniel
of oval circle. Yes, an oval circle, a bit like the top of a cup, you know. You just feel like she's levitating, going right up through, and she's going to disappear into an area that we can't see. But it's very cleverly done, the artist here, because you really get the feeling that there's an enormous area that you don't see, but you perceive. Now, and she is dressed in the most beautiful celestial blue, and she has her hands raised, and she's surrounded by gold and white. It's almost like she's slowly, slowly, slowly going up into heaven.
How do you get that effect?
Yeah, well, he's doing it by the perspective. If you notice also the columns that are painted on the wall, which look like they're supposed to be the columns in the chapel, false columns, obviously, look behind and you see more pillars. So he made it look like she's inside a type of temple. So you get the feeling that she's going up through the columns, going up through the roof, which is open, and right up into the sky. But there, it's all a flat wall, so it's all to do with the illusionistic painting, very much like Pozzo, who painted Convent Next Door. What's interesting is just below you have the angels around her accompanying her, and they're all joining hands with each other. It's almost like they're playing Ring a Ring a Rosie around the Virgin. It's a strange feeling because they're all doing it backwards. They're looking out from the painting, all with their arms joined, and you get the feeling there's a vortex, a sense of circular movement, strong, strong circular movement. So it's almost like she's being pushed up into the heavens. Again, strangely enough, modern, you were saying before. Think of Matisse and his dancers. These angels, they're not dissimilar.
You were listening there to Professor of Fine Arts, Breda Ennis, currently working at the American University of Rome, and also an artist herself.
I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for listening.